Wayne Scherer here, Being Your Destiny, the Wayne Scherer Show. Welcome again, and on this show, we're going to do something I think is very important for everybody, because being a successful entrepreneur and being a dreamer are obviously two incredibly different things. So, what are we going to look at? When you're trying to become a successful business person, I've found, and others agree, other experts that I've talked with, my mentors agree, that there are really three phases of becoming a successful entrepreneur. So we're going to look at the three phases to becoming a successful home entrepreneur. Now, this applies to anyone wanting to be successful from home on your own, not just the MLMers, not just the internet marketers, not just the affiliate marketers, but anybody who wants to start working from home. Maybe you want to be a consultant, an author, a speaker, whatever it may be, it doesn't really matter. I hope you don't mind. I may have a few pauses looking down at notes. Now, you know, I always speak from my heart, so I don't write out scripts or anything, but this time there's certain points I want to cover, so I'll be glaring at notes. And of course, if you're listening to this on your iPod, you can't see me glaring, but there may be some strange sounding pauses because I don't edit these before I bring them to you. So here goes. Three phases of becoming a successful home entrepreneur. What does that mean? Well, there are three very distinct phases of getting to six figures and beyond. So becoming a home entrepreneur to most people means achieving that six-figure income and then being able to go beyond it. Now, many people have different dreams beyond the six figures, but a large number of you are out there just want to be able to generate a steady income to maintain a solid lifestyle where you can just do what you want to do. And if you're like me, I like to run and affect and help as many different people as possible. And whatever income that creates is fine with me, because that isn't what I'm here for. I'm here to help other people achieve their dreams. I can run a huge organization. I already know that. I've run 5,000 person organizations in my life. I can do that highly effectively. So within the scope of where I would like to be, well, I would love to be running a 5,000 person organization that I created. Okay. So that's just another step for me, because I'm already working from home and creating the income I want, but you need to get there. So what are the three steps? Well, the three phases, the three major phases of becoming an home entrepreneur. Well, the first is the wishful thinker, right? The wishful entrepreneur. Everybody starts as a wishful entrepreneur. That's where it all begins. It's the hope and dreams phase, who knows what it is that you saw or attended or participated in or you've been thinking about for a long time, and you need to take action on, but it's also the phase where 95% fail. You hear people talking about 95% of the people going to work on their own, online or off, failing. They like to use this number, particularly when they talk about MLM, because most people that don't do MLM like to call it everything's a scam, but it's not. It's just sales, okay? The real problem, the real heart of the problem is never getting beyond the wishful entrepreneur. Never accepting that there's real work to be done, that real tasks have to be happen, that real failures will occur, that you'll have to get by those failures. Folks just never seem to accept that. And that's where the majority of the people fail. I would say of those 95%, 80% of them fail in this phase. They stay the wishful entrepreneur. They keep buying the shiny objects, the bogus, you know, the magic pills, the softwares, the one push software is going to make you money. They stay in that wishful entrepreneur mindset, and they never go beyond it, and it kills them, because you're going to go broke doing that. You're not going to make any money, and if you thought that you didn't have to work to become a successful entrepreneur, well, then you didn't get where you were going. I'm certain of that. So what's the next phase? Where do you go to get the next phase? Well, it's becoming the actual learner, right? And any business you did, even working in your ugly little cubicle at your stupid little corporation, you had to learn about your job. In the Navy, I had to learn my job, right? And we were asked to switch jobs every couple of years, so I had to become very good at learning it fast. And learning it is big. You have to become a maven for learning. You have to want to learn, because you're going to have to channel all that energy from being a wishful thinker into being a real learner and learning how to do things. You have to find a model. You have to find a model that fits what you want to do. In MLM, I offer a model, right? That's the five-step downline system. I don't know if you could see that, but this is for anybody wanting to become a business online. I offer that, the advanced five-step downline system. You find it at easyleadnetwork.com. But that really isn't the point, but it is creating a model. You have to learn that model, and you have to start executing it. It's not going to work perfect the first time, so you have to be, once again, willing to fail and then figure out what you did wrong and power by it. You have to accept failure as not being something bad, but as being something that educates you and helps you move forward. But you can't stay in that learning phase, right? There's no way in the world you can stay in the learning phase. You have to move on to the next phase. The next phase is the action taker. The action taker is the person who learns and then does. You can't be the person who thinks everything has to be perfect and you have to know everything before you do anything. I guess that was the easiest transition for me, because in the Navy, I couldn't possibly do that. When you're asked to switch jobs every couple of years, you're not given time when you arrive at that new job to learn everything. You just have to start doing while you're learning. So that lesson was rather easy for me, because I never was able to. I was never allowed. I was never permitted. If I wanted to succeed in the Navy, I couldn't just have the excuse, well, I don't know this stuff, so you just got to give me more time. That wasn't an acceptable answer, not at all. And it can't be for you as an entrepreneur. You have to get to the point where you are the action taker. Now, all of these things don't necessarily, once you get to the third phase, does that mean you don't have other dreams, that you don't keep learning? No, you actually are now at a point where you're doing it all, and that's why you're able to grow. So when you get to the action taker and the doer phase, when you are that person, you're doing all three of these phases at once, and you are now really ready to grow. You're able to make good decisions about what's going to work and what's not. You're willing to accept failure as a part of what happens and not cry about it. I mean, sometimes, yeah, you get pretty upset, but you move ahead. You don't fear failure anymore. You embrace it. So how do you get to the point where you don't fear failure? Well, you have to start doing that mindset. The mindset's very important, that failure isn't bad. Sometimes it's painful, but it has to happen. It is reality. There's nobody who doesn't fail at something. All of you people that sit on your tushes and yell at people for doing something wrong, like you never did anything wrong, well, you know, grow up. If you want to be an entrepreneur, you're going to fail. You have to be willing to admit it and willing to accept it, and then move ahead and embrace it as a learning point. And as part of doing and taking action will involve failure. When you're willing to accept that, you're ready to be that entrepreneur. You will see the six figures, and you will be able to move as far beyond six figures as you want. It's all there. It's all how you do it. Think about this. As I was an aviator, right? Now, I flew in a multi-crewed aircraft, but think about this. In the Navy, we have single piloted aircraft, an F-18, for example, is one. And virtually every pilot that learns to fly at the carrier does it on their own. So think about this. How do you get a pilot to fly by themselves to land an aircraft on an aircraft carrier? Can you imagine that? Do you think you do that? Is there somebody sitting there with them? No. They have to do it on their own. They have to do it. All right? We actually let them do it. Do people crash sometimes when they do that? Actually, not very often, because of the ways that we've learned methods to teach people how to be a doer while they're learning. But you don't stop. You let the person learn to fly. They get that stick in their hand, and they have to do it themselves. When they make that first carrier landing all by themselves on the aircraft carrier, they become a true doer. Now, some of them actually fail the first time they try, and then they go through a review process to decide what the problem was, and if it's not so scary that it was just they just got too nervous, then and we think they thought they could do it again, they're given another opportunity to do it. So it's just a learning opportunity. That failure, and it's a life or death failure too, okay? But you're given a chance to do it again, all on your own. They become a doer. But once that pilot makes that first landing, they realize that they can do this. And then they become a true doer. It becomes, I got to do more. I got to do more. I got to do more, right? And that's a life or death thing, okay? So if you can't handle failing at a business that you're trying to start on your own, I'm sorry, but you're pretty weak. You have to get over it, or you're not going to get to that six figures, and it isn't going to happen. We think about this. When I was I used to worry, when I became a commanding officer, I had new people coming into the squadron in a combat zone, all right? I had my second deployment as a commanding officer. The entire deployment was just going from one combat theater to the next, from Kosovo to Somalia to Iraq. It didn't stop. There was no training field, okay? So I was getting new people in the squadron throughout that deployment, probably about five total. And was I going to tell them they can't fly because we're in combat and you're not ready for it? Well, no, we didn't do that, okay? You took them into battle. You had them start kind of on missions where they kind of observers, where they learned a little bit, but it wasn't very long before they were the doer. Once you make them the doer, they want more. The same is true for you and your business. You got to get from the wishwam entrepreneur. You got to go to the becoming the maven for learning, and then you have to become the action taker. And when you're doing all of that at the same time, your capabilities are endless. You can achieve anything you want. Embrace it, okay? Embrace it. And that's why we have the Advanced 5-Step Downline System, because it's for anybody. It's for anybody that, no matter what your opportunity is, no matter what you want to sell, it shows you the process that is the basis for all models for doing online. It shows you how to get traffic right now. It shows you how to get 100 leads per day started absolutely free. Now, I'm never one that's going to tell you that getting traffic and advertising is all going to be free, but lots of you start on a low budget. So it shows you how to get started for free and how to build that to 100 leads per day for free. It's all right there, okay? This is free. I give this to you because I want as many people as possible to succeed. The entire process in the Advanced 5-Step Downline System. You go on to easyleadnetwork.com. You get order your free DVD. You pay the small shipping fee. It comes to you anywhere in the world. You get access to the digital members area instantly, and you can start doing this training that others charge. The lowest I've seen now is $697, or they charge a monthly membership fee, or they charge as much as $2,000 for this training. And all you have to do is pay the shipping fee to have it delivered to your door, and then you get instant access to it all. All right, that's it. Easy Lead Network, easyleadnetwork.com. Take advantage of it. Go there now and get started. Get yourself through the three phases and start making things happen. All right, this is work, folks. This is real work. Commit yourself to it. People do not get rich sitting on the beach. They're lying to you when they tell you they did. And that's a fact. I've not found a single honest entrepreneur that actually got rich on the beach. I got to add one little note, I guess. You know, if you think, I mean, it may be true that some people got lucky and did it, but if you want to wait and play the lottery until you finally get lucky, well, good luck with that, okay? This, who is it? Michelangelo Lopez says, this isn't the Jerry Springer Show, folks. This isn't the Jerry Springer Show. You're not going to get lucky and get rich and hit the lottery tomorrow, okay? It ain't going to happen. Well, you might be one of the ones, but if you're going to bet on that, good luck. All right? That's it for this one. See you on the next Wayne Scherer Show, Being Your Destiny Online. And oh, by the way, I'm going to be moving the show location on how I produce it and distribute it here shortly. So look for that to happen. It shouldn't have a whole lot of impact on you, but it may, because you may not find it where you always found it. So listen up closely on the next coming shows as I transition to a new distribution network so you can keep up with the show and keep up with the information. Also, go to my blog, WayneScherer.com. You'll also be able to find information there. All right? Thanks a lot. You are absolutely great.